think back to the courage that people had sharing certain things with you, but maybe the struggle that they had to share other things, and look at it from this perspective. Maybe what they were sharing didn't require as much courage as you think. Maybe it required more. Who knows? It depends on what vulnerability meant to them.
Some people are scared and insecure to be more than. Some people are scared and insecure to be less than. I think we're all living in sort of a box that we put ourselves in, where you can't go above this line, but you also can't be seen.
Welcome to Next Level University. I'm your host, Kevin Palmieri.
And I'm your co-host, Alan Lazarus.
At NLU, we believe in a heart-driven but no BS approach to holistic self-improvement for dream chasers.
Our goal with every episode is to help you level up your life, love, health, and wealth.
We bring you a new episode every single day on topics like confidence, self-belief, self-worth, self-awareness, relationships, boundaries, consistency, habits, and defining your own unique version of success.
Self-improvement in your pocket, every day, from anywhere, completely free.
Welcome to Next Level University. Next Level Nation, welcome back to another episode of Next Level University, where we help you level up your life, your love, your health, and your wealth. We hope you enjoyed yesterday's episode. Episode number 1681 is Being Truthful, Arrogant. Today, for episode number 1682, what's vulnerable for you isn't vulnerable for everyone. Again, Alan and I have been working together for a long time, and we have realized how similar we are in some regards, but very different in others. And over the thousands of episodes and group coaching and team trainings and all that stuff, we've gotten to the point where we understand that the episodes that are super easy for me oftentimes are harder for Alan, and the episodes that are harder for me are usually easier for Alan. And the reason behind it is, what's vulnerable to me is not necessarily what's vulnerable to Alan, and vice versa. So one of the things that we've been a little bit nervous of, for lack of better phrasing, and we kind of preface this, is that we're trying to figure out who we are. A lot has changed in the last 7 years, but in those 7 years, a lot has changed in the last 6 months, because there's so much going on. Just like for each and every one of you out there, maybe you got a new job, maybe your relationship took a different step, maybe you got a new pet, maybe you moved, maybe you're closer to a family member, maybe you're more distant, whatever it is. Maybe you learned, you read a book that changed your life because it makes you look at yourself a little bit differently. Alan and I have a lot of that going on, but then it's when I change, Alan changes, and when Alan grows, I grow, and it's this weird, wonky thing. But what we've learned is, what is vulnerable for Alan is usually something that it might not be defined as vulnerable for someone else. When Alan talks about exercising every day for however long, that's vulnerable. Where for me, talking about the super deep stuff, the stuff I'm insecure about, that type of stuff, that isn't really that vulnerable for me because I've done it so many times. And when I'm on other podcasts, that's what people want to talk about. So I'm all for it. So here's the early next level nugget / lesson. Figuring out what is vulnerable to you is going to save you a ton of, hopefully, regret. The things that we're vulnerable about, my goodness. Are also
It is a tough word.
Yeah.
Honestly,
especially if you stack one after it. The things that we are most vulnerable about are also the things that are the most challenging to communicate. That you shut down when you're sharing something vulnerable. You ego up when you're sharing something vulnerable. So yeah, that's really my goal in this episode, is just to talk openly about that, because from a place of awareness, if you know what vulnerability actually means to you, then you know why you get triggered when you're going down that path, for lack of better phrasing.
Earlier today, Emilia and I recorded a Conscious Couples podcast episode about the title of the episode was, are you over swinging from clingy to avoidant? And the idea was these two psychological terms that I had never heard before. One is called hyper-individualism, which is this over-independence, never share a bank account, never live together, never take the same car, overly independent, not a real relationship, extreme. And then the other one is complete, what's called enmeshment. It's the clinical term, enmeshment, E-N, I don't know how to spell it, enmeshment. Spell it probably just like it sounds. Mm. But enmeshment is overly clingy, overly needy, can't go to the gym alone, need your partner there for a safety blanket type of thing. So these are obviously two extremes, and the whole episode was don't overdo one and then get pain and then go to the other. In the middle of the episode, there was something that was really vulnerable for Emilia. But this is the interesting thing. And to the point of this episode, what's vulnerable for her is not usually vulnerable for other people. What's vulnerable for Emilia is showing how amazing she is. So I highlighted something that I believe is amazing. And I told the listeners on the Conscious Couple podcast, I said, hey, we did an RT event on these terms. I didn't hear these terms ever. I never knew these terms until last Thursday. Mm. Right? And I'm Mr. Smarty Pants. So, you know, how come you don't know these terms? Because I never studied anything relationship oriented until I was 30 years old. And I said, so sweetheart, and I knew she would be really scared to share this. I said, so when did you first hear these terms? Mm. And she gets all red and cute. And she's like, when I was 13. And so I always tell people, I said, my relationship's amazing because of her more than me. The reason I say that is because I didn't study it. I studied business and I studied engineering and I studied science and I studied math and I studied physiology and physics and chemistry and all the different sciences. But I never studied intimate relationships at all. And she's been studying this stuff, the inner work, the psychology, the relational stuff, her whole life, literally since she was 13 years old. And I knew it would be a young number. I didn't know it'd be 13. Mm. But the thing is that was vulnerable for her to share that she had been studying that since she was 13, because she's kind of found out. She's found out in her nerd. She's such a nerd. She's like a behind-the-scenes, study-everything nerd that I adore. But it's scary to be a nerd because you're bullied and you're made fun of, and you know, you're reading Leonardo da Vinci on a Thursday night and you get, you know, you're not normal. You're just weird. And weirdos get made fun of. Yep. So there's that. And I'm sitting there saying, I didn't hear about these terms until last Thursday, and that's not vulnerable at all.
Yeah.
For someone who actually doesn't feel bright or doesn't feel intelligent or feels like they never study, they would probably be scared to share that they didn't know something. I'm not scared to share when I don't know something. I could care less. I'm scared when I share what I know, because I know that I know that I know that I know a lot of stuff. And it's, you're always scared to be more than or less than. All of us are. And we tend to be on one end or the other. And there are some areas where I'm scared to be less than, but most of the time it's scared to be more than. And so I think that if you were to really break this idea of vulnerability down, it comes down to what are you afraid of? And it never made sense to me when people would say, you're so vulnerable. Like, it's so vulnerable that you share that you're insecure about your calves and that you have these tall giraffe legs and that you're bad at XYZ. But no, that's not vulnerable for me. I don't really care about being less than. That's not a problem. If I wanted to improve my legs, I just would. What is vulnerable is sharing the compound effect of what I intend to be at 60, 70 years old and that kind of stuff. And so we're all scared to be different. Maybe you're scared to be less than, maybe you're scared to be more than, but vulnerability is predicated on what you're scared of. And if you are scared, I think you're better off just owning it and then having the courage to be yourself and be vulnerable. But remember, what's vulnerable for one person is not necessarily vulnerable for someone else.
Well, and that makes it really hard too, because it's very easy to lessen someone else's courage. If, again, that's why I kind of started off with Alan and I are very different, but we've learned about each other over all these episodes, because I could very easily minimize Alan's courage in vulnerability if I don't understand how vulnerable it is for him to share that.
I feel like that did happen in my life.
I believe that. I'm sure I probably did in the past. It wouldn't surprise me.
How would you even know?
Because that's the thing probably, is you can.
In your head, it must be so nice to be so
right,
whatever.
Right. I think we all probably assume, again, I don't want to speak for everyone. I know I've had bouts where I assumed what was vulnerable for me is vulnerable for other people. We've talked about how I shared about my overcoming a porn addiction on a podcast. And I for me, it was like, it's not that big of a deal.
That was super vulnerable from my perspective.
Right. Right. And I think it probably is from many perspectives, but there's also so many layers under it of one, I believe it's more useful to share than it is to hold. I don't think I'm going to get a lot of people that reach out and say, oh my goodness, you're so weak for being addicted to porn. It's like, okay, well, maybe that wasn't your experience. Plus, the other side of it is there is a high number of people that are addicted to porn. So in my mind, it was more worth it. It was more worth it because I think if a certain amount of people are ready to look in the mirror, they'd say, oh, wow, I resonate with that.
But when you shared it, you had already overcome it. And so this is the interesting thing about sharing and vulnerability is vulnerability is predicated on insecurity. So you aren't insecure about your porn addiction, but you're also not addicted to porn anymore at all.
I don't know. Well, I wouldn't say that. I still have pings. I still have pulls. Yeah.
No.
But I don't know if it's
sorry.
No,
yeah, like you're grilling
good.
You.
No, you're good.
In the last, when was the last? You know, I'm kidding.
I don't know what for you like the alcohol pull is, but it's not like I don't ever think about it. It's not like it's gone forever. I still get.
Yeah, I don't think it will ever be gone forever.
Right. I still get like, that would be nice.
It just lessens.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's there. It'll always be there, but it just gets.
It's just not in control.
It has less control over you.
It's not in control.
But my point of that was if you were still feeling outside of control, wouldn't it be more vulnerable to share?
Yeah. I probably wouldn't have shared it at all.
Right. Exactly.
We have that. It's not our quote. I don't remember who it was, but share scars, not open wounds. Next Level Nation, what is happening? If you've thought to yourself, I want to try coaching, but you don't really know where to start, group coaching would be a wonderful place for you. That's really why we created it in the first place. We start a new round every 90 days. So if you're hearing this, go to the website, nextleveluniverse.com, and we have the landing page where you can actually hold your spot right now. Even if there's a group going on right now, you can still lock your spot for the next one. The biggest thing that we've seen is as we get closer and closer to the date, unfortunately, some people end up missing. The group fills up and they can't do it, and then they end up regretting that. So please head over to the website. The link will be in the show notes, and we would love to see you there. Sharing a scar is this is something that I've overcome, or I'm on the other side of the worst of it. We would never talk about money early on because we weren't making any money.
Yeah.
Because it would have been very vulnerable for me specifically to talk about money when number one, I didn't know much about money. And number two, I didn't have money. Who am I to talk about making money to someone when I can't figure out how to make money for myself? That would be very vulnerable to have a conversation about.
But isn't that more of an integrity thing? Or was that more an insecurity thing? Because I think
probably insecurity.
Some of that is leading by example.
Yeah. But I'm just as an example, it's like when you're going through it, when you're in the middle of it, I think it's very vulnerable to share. But okay, now I'm happy to talk about how broke I was. At the time, I wasn't.
Yay.
I didn't want to talk about it then because it was too real. It was just too real. It was too personal. It was too much of reality where now when someone says, is anything off limits? It's like, no, nothing's off limits. I'll talk about whatever.
Yeah.
But I also trust myself enough if I come up to the red line to know, okay, I don't really want to talk. I don't want to go super deep into that. So I'll just stop myself.
Well, how did you figure out where that red line was? For me, I figured it out by crossing it.
Well, that's
been really hard for me.
That's how you learn. I think I don't know. I think I've been blessed where I've gotten to learn from your mistakes just as much as you've gotten to learn from your mistakes.
Well, I think your risk tolerance is lower.
Definitely.
So by the time I'm triggered, I'm already triggered and telling the stuff and talking about it. It's been so, because when something's raw, you don't always know until you're in it. And then you're like, oh no, I've gone too far. Now I'm talking about stuff with my stepdad that I haven't fully figured out. And
yeah,
but, and then you backpedal, but then it's like, well, it's worth it. So it's been one thing I'll share with everyone who, for anyone out there who does want to start a personal brand or a podcast or your own business, it is particularly, I YouTubed my name earlier. I typed in Alan Lazarus and I just wanted to see. And I scrolled down and I just had that moment of, wow, there's years and years and years. I've been on 284 other podcasts. And then you and I have almost 1,700. And those are on the internet.
Yep.
Anyone can search any one of them at any time, as long as you have an internet connection and a device that can do video and audio. That's really, you want to talk about vulnerable.
Mm.
Yep. I mean, that's a, you know, you and I have watched clips from us way back, and that's not the version of Kev that you're proud of. So this is 3.4. I'm a computer engineer and I'm leaning into that. So this is version 3.4 of Kevin Palmieri. And 3.5 is going to have upgrades. Upgrades in belief systems, upgrades in things he does and doesn't say, upgrades in things that he thinks, upgrades in things that he feels, learning how to construct his emotions, be mature, movies he no longer watches or does watch, people he no longer references. Dude, I used to reference people that I would never reference now.
Yeah, that's fair.
I used to quote people. I will never quote those people again. Some of those people are awful humans. And I just feel, I wish I hadn't quoted them. I do, because I was so naive to how much I don't, it's not okay with me to be like, one extreme example would be The Wolf of Wall Street, Jordan Belfort. I will never quote that man again. It's over. Like, and not that I used to quote him often. It's just one of those extreme examples of, listen, at the end of the day, you have standards. All of us have standards. For the type of man that I aspire to be, to Emilia, to you in general, I can't quote people that are just awful human beings. And at the end of the day, anyone can turn around, so I'm not saying that his future isn't potentially, here's my point, and this is vulnerable to share. It's like, okay, you want to give everyone the benefit of the doubt, but if you do that, you're also having no standards. It's this constant thing. Like, I'm getting red right now, even talking about this stuff. Because the truth is, I don't ever want to read his books. I never want to listen to another one of his things. I will never quote him again. That is my truth. Why? Because regardless of how much he's turned himself around, it's not okay the way that he stole from people. And I just can't be a part of that. So at the end of the day, right now I'm demonstrating vulnerability and I'm fumbling through my own trigger. I just got triggered during this episode and I'm fumbling through it. And that takes so much courage to admit it and just own it and just sit in it. And hopefully all of you can do this. Just do it in a safe space. Don't do it. don't do it
on a podcast.
Safe space. Yeah. And unless you've practiced to the point where you can do that.
And that just takes time and time and time and time and time. But just make sure you understand what it's like closest to home with the people around you. What are the people that... I had a thought recently. I was thinking of somebody from my past. And I was thinking of the fact that I've never seen them cry, ever. I've never seen them cry in all my years of knowing them. I've seen you cry dozens of times. Not hundreds, but dozens. You've seen me cry, I don't know, dozens probably, I'd say. At least a dozen. It's not really that vulnerable. It's still vulnerable for me to cry in front of you, for sure. But not as vulnerable as it used to be.
Yeah.
And not as vulnerable as it would be for me in front of other people. So there's levels to this. Somebody sharing their, coming to you and sharing how challenging the relationship is right now might not be that vulnerable to them, but them crying in front of you might be. It's weird. If you think back, that would be my next level nugget for this episode. Think back to the courage that people had sharing certain things with you, but maybe the struggle that they had to share other things, and look at it from this perspective. maybe what they were sharing didn't require as much courage as you think. Maybe it required more. Who knows? It depends on what vulnerability meant to them. Ultimately, not necessarily what your digestion of what you thought it was meant. It's just, it's personal. Vulnerability is personal, just like everything else. So that would be my next level nugget. Take a look back and see if anything comes through. That was one for me. That was one for me. I've had people share where they're struggling so bad in all things, finance, fitness, relationships, just life in general, dream chasing, but I've never seen them cry. But they've aired out everything, all the things, but I've never seen a single tear shed. So that's the line of vulnerability for them currently. Just a thought.
My next level lesson would be vulnerability is uncomfortable. And if it's not uncomfortable, it's probably not vulnerability. And there's something to learn in it. When you get uncomfortable, like I did on this episode, I'm back in my comfort zone right now. You can feel it. You can hear it in my voice. I'm back in my comfort zone. I was out of my comfort zone for a minute there. That means there's something to learn about me. I'm already thinking, what does that mean? Does that mean that I'm scared to say I'm a better man than him? Mm. Even though I do actually believe that? Does that mean I'm scared to be judged for that? Does that mean I'm scared to... There's just something to learn. So it's not about me. I want the listeners thinking about themselves. I told Kev recently, we got to go back to the basic of getting outside your comfort zone. But here's the thing. I never understood, because you always would be like, oh, that's so outside my comfort zone to give a speech in front of people. I remember thinking, I'm not uncomfortable with that. Mm. But I am uncomfortable with certain things I say in my speech. There are certain moments where I'm way more uncomfortable than you are. So it's this weird thing where some people are, yeah, my next level lesson is this. Some people are scared and insecure to be more than. Some people are scared and insecure to be less than. I think we're all living in sort of a box that we put ourselves in where you can't go above this line, but you also can't be seen. It's almost like, I don't want to be a failure. I don't want to be seen as incompetent, but I don't want to be seen as too competent either, or too righteous, or too whatever, too much. We're all in this box of don't be too little, but don't be too much either. And I think that's so dangerous, because you're not going to achieve your dreams unless you break out of that box.
Yeah, you want the flame to stay. You don't want the flame to burn out, but you also don't want it to get so big that it shines on everybody.
Or burns others.
Or attracts moths to it or whatever. That's something you and I have been talking about a lot lately. All right, we're going to go. If you are looking for a group of good humans, of character-driven humans, of people who are into growth, because I know that is rare. Obviously, we're in it. We're a self-improvement podcast. We're surrounded by people who love self-improvement. But I also understand that we're very blessed, and we've constructed a lot of that. So that's what we needed, and that's what we wanted, and we found a way to make that happen. If you don't have that, we'll have a link in the show notes, as always, for Next Level Nation, a private Facebook group that is built on this. It's holistic self-improvement, life, love, health, and wealth. Be a good person, improve, look in the mirror, all that happy jazz. You will fit in perfectly. Link will be in the show notes.
Also, if you have not yet signed up for the Next Level Book Club, we are... Oh my God, I just dropped the book.
Goodness gracious.
It's now on the floor.
It's gone now.
I'm going to grab it.
Get it. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
The Psychology of Money. It's on YouTube right there. Morgan Housel. We talk about health, wealth, love, and life. Wealth is critical. This book has already sparked some really good stuff in the WhatsApp group. And we're doing 2 chapters per week. The Psychology of Money. I promise you, if you come to book club, you will have breakthroughs. It will probably be outside your comfort zone, but it's a safe space that's private. It's not recorded, to just talk about real stuff, to be vulnerable on or off camera. You can participate or not. And it's, no matter what, I promise you, it will shake things up for you and help you achieve your dreams.
Tomorrow for episode number 1683, here's why getting better is so hard. That's all. That's it. That's all I'm gonna give. Cliffhanger. As always, we love you. We appreciate you. Grateful for each and every one of you. And at NLU, we don't have fans, we have family. We will talk to you all tomorrow.
Talk to you soon. Next Level Nation.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Next Level University. We love connecting with the Next Level family.
We mean it when we say family. If you ever need anything, please reach out to us directly. Everything you need to get a hold of us is in the show notes.
Thank you again, and we will talk to you tomorrow.